Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's responsorial psalm is one of my favourites and easily is one of the most well known because it is one that is often prayed when you are struggling with your faith. As we read, "Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?" Now, this psalm has a kind of distinctive tone where you can tell that the psalmist is suffering. But instead of emphasizing the suffering, the psalmist expresses above all his passionate longing for God. And although he is addressing God, he feels quite distant from God, and that image of thirsting becomes very prevalent for us. But the line that struck me is not actually in the lectionary today, but the psalmist will then say, "My tears have become my bread." That the thirst has become so desperate for him that his own tears have become his own bread, his own food. And it's here we find the connection to Christ, whose own suffering and tears have become bread for us. And that comes most especially when Jesus on the cross, before his final breath, said, "I thirst." And Jesus thirsts for you, especially today. I will end with the words of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who wrote about God's thirst for us, where she writes this from God's perspective, as she says, "You don't need to change to believe in my love, for it will be your confidence in that love that will make you change. You forget me, and yet I am seeking you every moment of the day, standing before the doors of your heart and calling. Do you find this difficult to believe? If so, look at the cross. Look at my heart that was pierced for you. Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all this for you. I thirst. Yes, I thirst for you." Let us pray. May your unfailing compassion, O Lord, cleanse and protect your church. And since without you she cannot stand secure, may she always be governed by your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.